Next, Section M, other items. As I've already said, Section M is the only dual choice section where you must decide whether or not there's a Class 1 National Insurance Contribution liability and whether the item should be included in the brown box for Class 1A or whether it should be in the blue box. This is effectively one of the catch-all sections of the P11D, sweeping up the entries that do not automatically fit elsewhere. It's not possible to give an exhaustive list, but the main items that you're likely to encounter are as follows. Firstly, subscriptions and professional fees. We should report the cost to the employer of any subscriptions paid by the employer as the cash equivalent of the benefit. However, if the subscriptions or fees are job-related, and certainly if they're included in the HMRC published list number 3, or come within the terms of ITPA 2003 sections 343 or 344, they will not be taxable and they should be included in a P11D dispensation. If they're not covered by a dispensation, they have to be reported and the employee will have to claim a deduction. Taxable expenses to be reported year might include leisure clubs such as a golf or gym subscription. Dining club subscriptions may also need to be reported year. The next one here is non-qualifying relocation benefits, which are not included in Section J, where we would report the cost to the employer or any third-party provider of any non-qualifying relocation benefits in kind that do not qualify for tax relief. Another item within Section M could be loans written off or waived, where we would report the amount of any loans written off or waived unless written off by virtue of the death of the employee. Section N, expenses payments made to or on behalf of the employee. This is another sweeping up section, which covers expense payments as opposed to benefits in kind. It highlights the need to report expenses made to and those paid on behalf of the employee. Most employers should have or be able to obtain a P11D dispensation to cover the majority of business expenditure included under this heading. The amount of any travelling and subsistence expenses not covered by dispensation should be reported year, and that will include any travel between home and a permanent workplace for UK employments and employments performed wholly outside the UK. Expenses to be reported include fares, hotels, meals, etc. A major item to be reported here is entertainment, and it's important to point out there's no separate entries for business entertainment or staff entertainment or working lunches. The first obligation on the P11D is to identify whether or not the employing company is a trading organisation. This will normally confirm that the cost of business entertainment has been disallowed in the company accounts. HMRC officers will compare the tax computations with information reported on P11Ds and are likely to investigate apparent discrepancies. Employees of non-trading organisations may be asked to prove that the expense was incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties in order to avoid a tax charge. Lunches provided as part of a job-related training course should not be treated as giving rise to a taxable benefit. Where employees have lunch when working away at a temporary workplace, the cost should be treated as allowable travel and subsistence. The problem areas would be staff entertaining, and this is one of the most popular issues to give rise to settlements with HMRC. The cost of food and drink taken at or near the normal place of work, including food for staff working late, meals and drinks when discussing business outside of the office, and food and drink at team meetings will normally be a taxable staff entertaining benefit. Next, let's look at payments for use of home telephones. We have to report any expenses incurred in connection with the provision of a telephone at the home of the director or employee. The payment of any part of the employee's personal rental cost will be taxable and liable to Class 1 National Insurance, whereas the cost of identifiable business calls will be tax deductible. Next, I want to look at non-qualifying relocation expenses payments. And the important point here, this is expenses payments that are not qualifying and where we have to report the amounts in Section N. This could, for example, include compensation payments for the loss on the sale of a property. Also within this section would be incidental overnight expenses, where you're required to report the cost of any personal incidental overnight expenses if the director or employee incurs amounts in excess of the £5 per night allowance in the UK or £10 per night allowance overseas. For other expenses, we would include them here as part of the effectively sweeping up facility.